Welcome, everyone, to the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy. And that's the way it's titled here with a new paragraph mark, the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy. And chapter one, and Moses has a speech here at the end of the 40 years, and he briefly rehearses the history and God's promise in giving them officers and sending spies to search the land. And in 34, it's a God's anger for their incredulity and disobedience. Okay, so here we go. And Deuteronomy means the words, plural, the words. Okay, these, in chapter 1 here, in Deuteronomy, these be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Dizahab. And two, these are 11 days' journey from Horeb, by the way of Mount Seir, unto Kadesh Barnea. Three, and it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel, according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. In 4, it says, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Asheroth in Edreyah. Okay, now remember that the Amorites and Og himself, these are great Nephilim, Rephaim worshiping, got the mystery school of Canaan, their religion, to the roof, to the moon and back. Okay? All right, so we're going to get into that here. It says, on this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, and that's Sinai, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount, turn you, and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, too, the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates, period. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. New paragraph in 9. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. In 11, now this one's in parentheses, 11 is, it says, the Lord God of your fathers made you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. Period, parentheses, end. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Question mark. And this was done through his father-in-law, which suggested this to him. In 13 it says, take ye wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye answer me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. Yeah, Jethro suggested this, did he not? 15, so I took the chief of your tribes, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. Period. 16, and I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Okay, so there's righteous judgment, knowing right from wrong, and knowing the doctrine, and as you correct and reprove, you are teaching people God's laws. In 17, ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. Okay, so there they just kind of appealed to Moses, and he has the final judgment. Okay, and so in 18, and I commanded you at that time all the things which ye should do. And in 19's a new paragraph, and when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. In 20, and I said unto you, ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. 21, behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. 22, new paragraph. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land and bring us word again by what way we must go up and into what cities we shall come. 23, and the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. 24, and they turned and went up into the mountain and came unto the valley of Eshcol and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down unto us and brought us word again. and said, "It is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us." 26, "Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God." Period. 27, "And ye murmured in your tents, and said, Because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our heart, saying, The people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there." Okay, and this Anak, great giant, he's in archaeology, he's in all the mythologies. He bred lots of sons that were the renowned, the great, great kings of the earth. All right, and of course, we got a load of that back in Numbers, etc. And 29, "Then I said unto you, Dread not, neither be afraid of them." And when we got to that part, I said, hey, this is the way we're up against this terrible, horrible world government that keeps puffing its chest out at us. And we got to be just like this. We got to be full of the Holy Ghost, and we got to know our victories there through God Almighty. And that's what we were talking about when we went through this history. In 30, it says, "The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes." And that's the same today. You could take this statement and look around at mystery Egypt, mystery Babylon, mystery Tyre, mystery Zidon. That's risen up here all together in the great whore. And God's going to fight for us, no doubt about it. In 31, "In the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went, until ye came into this place." 32, "Yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you, to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to shew you by what way ye should go, and in a cloud by day." And we know from the New Testament that that was Jesus Christ in the whirlwind of fire and smoke. 34, "And the Lord heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and sware, saying, Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord." 37, "Also, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, saying, Thou also shall not go in thither. But in 38, But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." All right, so we got a lot of that right there in Numbers. 39, it says, "Moreover, your little ones, which he said would be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn ye and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you answered and said unto me, We have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And when ye had girded on every man his weapons of war, ye were ready to go up into the hill. And the Lord said unto me, Say unto them, Go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies. Period. So I spake unto you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill. So this is a lot of disobeying right here. Okay, in 44, and the Amorites, which dwelt in that mountain, came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Sir, even unto Hormah. In 45, and ye returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. 46, so ye abode in Kadesh many days, according unto the days that ye abode there. Okay, so we've gotten this started, and I'm telling you, this is the history of it that we just went through in Numbers and Leviticus, etc. But the fact is, you got to learn how to obey. And that goes to this very day when we're told to not draw the sword in the last days, to be gentle as doves, but wise as the serpent. So we got to look at the strong meat, okay? Those are our instructions, to reprove and to not be fearful and to allow God to have the victory here. So we must obey now, today, and kind of look at this history and say, we don't want to do those mistakes that these people made, okay? Because we've had plenty of miracles today. So I'll catch you on the next one here. Bye-bye.